It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. New Mexico has the highest rate of suspects killed by police in the region. Here's the Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent.
New Mexico resident Elaine Maestas says if you were in need, her sister Alicia Lucero was there to help.
Even if it was like the last of her money, the last $20, it didn't matter if you were a friend, a family member, or somebody that she just met, she would help you out.
The sisters were close. Lucero was a loving aunt to Maestas's children and a caregiver for her father when he became ill. But after she got in a car accident,
we really noticed a drastic change that she was starting to not really be herself.
Doctors found Lucero had a brain tumor. She underwent surgery and was receiving treatments. But that's when she began having panic attacks, seizures, and acting erratically. One night, Lucero's cousin called the cops after Lucero hit her uncle in the head. Police responded and escalated the situation.
I remember my uncle calling me and he said, Elaine, like, I need you to sit down. And I knew right when he said that, like, something was wrong with Alicia.
On July 22nd, 2019, Bernalillo County Sheriff's deputies shot Alicia Lucero 21 times. The police report paints a picture of chaos. Lucero, at 4 feet 11 inches, reportedly emerged from her trailer carrying a knife after officers repeatedly commanded her to come out. The report says police tased Lucero, but she kept going. Lucero's cousin, meanwhile, says he never saw the knife. Again, Maestas.
My sister's death was completely preventable. And the sad thing is that her life was taken by the men that were called to help her.
People in the Mountain West are killed by police at a rate more than 1.5 times the national average, with New Mexico at the top of the list. That's something Maestas points to often in her advocacy. She's become a vocal police reform proponent. But, she says, police in the state have been resistant to change. Here's New Mexico Police Union leader Sergeant Jose Carrasco pushing back against reforms introduced in the most recent legislative session.
If these bills pass the way you guys have them, there will be no law enforcement left.
Among Carrasco's concerns was the New Mexico Civil Rights Act. It did pass. The new law removes qualified immunity, a legal doctrine that protected police from civil lawsuits. New Mexico's Speaker of the House, Brian Egolf, was a co-sponsor. He says efforts to work with police on reform have largely failed because they refuse to recognize the problem.
You've got to call it out. You have to acknowledge the problem. But you also need to call out unfair criticism from law enforcement.
Egolf points to a Department of Justice investigation that found Albuquerque Police Department routinely uses excessive force. But DOJ says at least one recommendation has, quote, fallen on deaf ears. Over in Nevada, State Senator Dallas Harris took a page from Colorado's reform playbook to write several measures. The black lawmaker points to policing's racist past to help explain its problematic present.
Police units in the United States were born of slave patrols. No more than 60 or so years ago, it was a police officer's job to pull me off of a lunch counter.
After George Floyd's murder, Nevada legislators banned chokeholds and required officers to intervene when another cop is using excessive force. Now Harris is sponsoring bills that include measures like data collection and qualified immunity, to name a few. She says Nevada's historic protests last year signal that
the citizens of Nevada are with me.
Across the region, activists have precipitated cultural shifts, and they say the battle has just begun. In Utah, where big protests transpired after Floyd's killing, Lex Scott of Black Lives Matter Utah says the state's recent legislative session left her disappointed, and now she's looking to launch ballot initiatives.
I don't want to be a negative Nelly over here, but there are just two things that we wanted.
Utah passed some reforms this session, and one in particular that policing experts extol, data collection. But Scott wanted independent oversight and the prompt release of body cam footage. Chris Burbank is with the Center for Policing Equity and a former Salt Lake City chief of police. He agrees that these reforms don't go far enough, and he wants fundamental change.
Why do we make traffic stops? Why do we arrest misdemeanors? Right? These are the types of things that if you no longer engage in that behavior, you no longer have the bias.
Burbank says we've tried to make ending racism a hearts and minds issue to no avail. So instead, he says we need to limit the activities police respond to, like Alicia Lucero's mental health crisis.
The criminal justice system has never solved the problem of drug or alcohol addiction or mental health or homelessness.
But Burbank points out those problems still tend to occupy the bulk of police attention all across the nation. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Funding for the Mountain West News Bureau is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.